Harvey Keitel got his start in Martin Scorsese's films Who's That Knocking at My Door, Mean Streets, and Taxi Driver. More recently, he co-starred in The Piano, Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Smoke, and From Dusk Till Dawn. I spoke with Harvey Keitel in 1992.
I've always wanted to ask you about your role in Taxi Driver as Sport, Jodie Foster's pimp. Now, I had read that in the original script, this role was really very small, and that, in fact, you were offered a larger role, but you insisted on the role of the pimp. What did you see in it and that made you want to build it into a larger role and take it yourself?
Well, first off, what you say is accurate. The reason I wanted to play the pimp was that I had lived for a number of years at that time in Hell's Kitchen in New York, and for a good 7 years or so had been nightly walking home, passing all the pimps and prostitutes along 9th Avenue in New York. And out of all that, taking them in all those years, there were some ideas I had about a pimp. And it interests me to play one.
What fascinated you about the pimps in the neighborhood?
Well, It's the whole idea of a man selling a woman. What is that? For me, it's such a horrible, horrible thing to deny one's soul, one's humanity, to put it into usage that way. I wanted to learn about that. I wanted to know about that. What kind of people engage in that? What is their emotional makeup, their psychological makeup?
So what did you do to find that out?
Well, if I tell you I got it solely from this pimp whom I met and worked with for 2 weeks improvising back and forth, me and him, I'd play the girl, he'd teach me about playing the pimp, and then I'd play the pimp and he'd play the girl. It wouldn't be the entire answer. A lot of it came from my own conflict about women, my own vulnerability about my own sexuality, my own not knowing, my own having questions about my own sexuality and about the sexuality of women.
What kind of conflict were you going through?
Well, this notion that a woman might be a whore because she slept with some men never sat well with me. But yet that was a notion growing up that was handed down to us, you know. It was trying to make sense out of that. Why can men do it and women cannot do it? It's in this area. Some night, if you want to have a drink, we can sit down and talk about it.
Right.
The one thing that might interest you that I learned from the pimp in terms of treating one of his girls was he said to me, when you say to one of your girls that you love her, you mean it. I said to him, you mean that you want her to understand that you mean it? He said, no, you mean it. You do love her. And you do want to take care of her. That was an answer that provoked many questions in my own soul about relationships.
You know the scene in Taxi Driver where you're dancing with Jodie Foster and you're giving her the rap.
Yes.
Telling her how beautiful she is and how much you care for her.
Yes.
Did that come out of improvising with this pimp?
Yes, the entire scene did. Marty had said he wanted me in another scene in the movie. He'd like to see the part extended. And I had done all this work with the pimp and I said, what about this idea? And he said yes. And I wrote the song along with one of the producers at that time.
So is this the kind of rap that the pimp would also often use on the women who work for him?
Yes. I got it from him. I just wrote the song along with this other fellow. It was just basically simple, you know. I took the idea from a Barry White song.
Oh, that's really interesting because I always think of that scene when I hear a certain kind of Barry White song.
yes, right. Well, that's where I got the idea from.
Which particular song was it?
There was no particular song, just his style.
I don't like what I'm doing, Sport.
No,
Baby, I never want you to like what you're doing. If you ever liked what you were doing, you wouldn't be my woman.
You never spend any time with me anymore.
Well, I got to attend to business, baby. You miss your man, don't you? I don't like to be away from you either. You know how I feel about you. I depend on you. I'd be lost without you. Don't you ever forget that. How much I need you. Come to me, baby.
I'm really interested in hearing something about your background. What kind of neighborhood did you grow up in?
Well, a very colorful neighborhood in Brooklyn called Brighton Beach. I went to school in Coney Island, which was just a couple of blocks walk away. Mixture of Italian, Jewish, black, Irish neighborhood. Coney Island. There was still Mardi Gras going on when I was a kid. I sold confetti at the Mardi Gras as a boy. It was a beautiful place to grow up, really. Very colorful people. But there's a legend in my neighborhood, a myth in my neighborhood, because we grew up underneath the elevator tracks, you know. And they say that we're jinxed.
From growing up,
because of growing up underneath the elevator tracks. In my neighborhood, the guy said that's like growing up under a ladder. It's like walking under a ladder every day of your life.
Did you take that seriously?
No. No, but these guys I grew up with were very funny.
When did you want to start acting, and what made you want to act?
I don't really know when. I couldn't really answer that. I do know it began at some point when I was selling shoes in New York. I'd come out of the Marine Corps, and I was selling shoes part-time. And after some friend I was working with asked me if I wanted to go down and see about acting lessons, I said, okay. He took me to this place. The Anthony Menino Studios in New York, and he left and I stayed.
What did you like about it?
I guess I had this need to paint the cave wall with my pictures.
Huh. What did your friends think about acting? Did they think it was macho enough?
Oh, they made fun of me, ridiculed me, embarrassed me, those rats, but I got even. No, they were a wonderful group of people I grew up with, you know, but acting, the idea of someone being an actor was so far from where they were at that they had to mock it, you know. But they all, of course, loved my success and are very proud themselves of it.
I want to get back very briefly to the role of sport when you played the pimp in Taxi Driver. Yeah. Had you ever seen yourself that transformed before?
No, I think that was the that for me was a step into an area I'd not been before, which was I began to provoke myself. I became bolder. My own creativity had taken a bolder step at that point. I became less afraid to use my imagination.
You know, it's interesting, not many actors would go from the leading man role in Mean Streets to playing a role like a pimp in the next movie.
Well, because leading men don't interest me. What interests me is to know things, is to understand things, is to be, to exist. That's what interests me. It could be one line in a movie. It could be no lines. My identity does not hinge on the size of the role. My identity hinges on the quality of the creation. Of the quality of the struggle, and the very fact that I do struggle, is the success.
Harvey Keitel, recorded in 1992. A new restored print of Taxi Driver has been released to coincide with the film's 20th anniversary. Today it opened in 8 cities. It will open more widely in the weeks to come. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.